Alan Brand, you knew you had to finish with a win, and you managed it.
Yeah, I think we knew coming out today that it was going to be difficult. We knew that our team fighting for relegation, and when you're coming up against a team like that, especially at this time of year, it's always going to be difficult. So we just went into the game knowing what we had to do, and we stuck to our game plan, and obviously we got an unfortunate sending off, but we hung in there till the end and managed to catch him on the break, and it was a good win for us, but unfortunately we've just missed out.
There was some heat out there, and with 10 men running around for half an hour, that must have really drained you.
Yeah, I think it took its toll on a few of the boys, myself included, and the gaffer was aware of that, and he made the changes when necessary. So all credit to him, and all credit to the boys for sticking in there till the end, and coming out with the result, which I thought we deserved.
Credit too goes to Callum Robinson with regard to the first goal. He'd missed that one-on-one, which resulted in the corner, but he didn't put his head down. He kept wide awake and knocked the corner in.
Yeah, I think Callum's had a great season, and again today I thought he was brilliant. Maybe he could have maybe had a couple more, but he was just a bit unfortunate with his finishing. He didn't let his head drop, and he stayed alert for the second ball off Hunt from the corner and managed to get the goal that he deserved.
Did you manage to keep your focus when probably the crowd would try to tell you that Derby were a couple up early doors?
Well, when you're out there, you don't really focus on the crowd. Obviously, you hear a roar, but you don't know what it's for. You can't really go and talk to the support. So, we knew that what we had to do, and we weren't worried about results elsewhere. Whatever happened, and unfortunately for us, they went against us. But I think coming here today, we did our job and just came up short.
When Hope Apcan equalised for Burton and you had 10 men, there was one or two looking at each other. It could have gone one or two ways. You could have put your head down and accepted it, but you rolled your sleeves up and went right through to the end and got your result.
Yeah, I think with this group of players, you're never going to get that. You're never going to get boys dropping their heads or moaning at each other. There's a great togetherness within the squad, and I think we showed that here today, as well as many other games throughout the season. There's been times where we've had to dig deep, and there's been similar occasions to this where we've had men sent off, and we stuck in there for one another and fought right till the end, and got the result that we needed, but other results went against us, as I said, and I think we can be proud of what we've done this season. I think we can hold our heads up high, especially with the win today, because we didn't want to slip up. If Derby were to slip up, because we'd be kicking ourselves then. So I think the boys can be proud of what they did today.
You kept your focus, but obviously Burton were kept well aware of what they did and didn't need to do, and that was changing all the time. It was a crazy last 10 minutes. There's bodies all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fortunately, I've never had situation where I've been fighting for relegation and worried about other results, but I thought it was a bit strange that I could hear the gaffer saying we don't need to score, but it's a football game, go out and win the game. Whether you're fighting for relegation or promotion or nothing, you always want to win the game. So I found that a bit strange, and I think we got what we deserved and they probably got what they deserved, because I don't think they came here to win the game. I thought they came to better the results. So they came up short, and fortunately we got the win.
If you're not going to get in the sixth that matter in the playoffs, you can't do any more than finish seventh. It's a season improvement. How's it been for you?
It's been fantastic. I think I've really improved my game overall this year, and I think that can really show with performances and the amount of goals I've racked up compared to previous season. So for me personally, I think it's been probably my best season since I've come here, and one I can look to improve on, and I think I can only get better under this gaffer and the coaches here, because they've been excellent all year and constantly pushing every one of us. I think you can see throughout the squad there's been a massive improvement. So we just have little bits that we need to really narrow down and focus on, and next year I think we'll definitely come back stronger.
And finally, you told me last week you literally limped towards the end of the season with a bit of a hip issue. Is it time for a bit of rest and recuperation and get everything firing for close season?
Yeah, I'd really enjoy a good break now, and Obviously, missing out on playoffs will allow me to do that. But I think there's games with my international team in the summer which I may be called upon. And if so, I'll have to go there and bring a shift there. But I think I'll rest up beforehand and do as much as I possibly can to make sure I'm fit.